Victoria Park was developed as the main garden for sale around World War I. The park is home to a large brick water tower constructed in 1888 and a smaller concrete water tower that was built at a later date. The water tower was used for 82 years to supply water to 3,000 residents of Sale and was believed to have large health benefits, as it meant the commencement of extracting groundwater instead of using water from the Thompson River. The Thompson was considered unfit for human health due to the impact of gold mining upstream. A bandstand was built within the park in 1913 to celebrate the Jubilee of Sale. It was later dismantled, then reconstructed in the park once again. The Sale Water Tower underwent extensive restoration beginning in 2016 and has now become a museum dedicated to giving visitors a greater understanding of the history of water usage in the town. The park features lovely shady walking areas with seating dotted around the grounds. And you will also find the cherished mother and child monument that was great significance. The Sale Water Tower underwent extensive restoration beginning in 2016 and has now become a museum dedicated to giving visitors a greater understanding of the history of water usage in the town. The park features lovely shady walking areas with seating dotted around the grounds. You will also find the cherished mother and child monument that has great significance. The sculpture commemorates the apology made on behalf of the Australian government in 2013 to people affected by forced adoption or removal policies and practices, and the Victorian parliamentary apologies delivered in 2012.